Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Valerie V Show. Today is Tech Tuesday, and we're going to do a real quick video on something I bet you didn't know, and that is how to identify some spam. Okay, we all get spam, but this is a unique kind of spam. Hey guys, Tech Tuesday, and I get this email all the time from our clients saying, what should I do about this? So I'm going to show you what spam is. It comes in many forms. Most of it you already know, but I guarantee you, even though this is very heartfelt and seems like it's written in good English, it is spam. So let's take a look. All right, I copied and pasted this from my email. A wonderful client sent this to me and said, hey, maybe you could have this guy write for you. Well, just so you know, this is a spam email. And yes, you can reply to Gary Simmons and he will probably write some content for you. But guess what? It's the same content that he's written for 500 other websites that didn't know this was spam. And guess what else? He's only looking for backlinks. So whatever companies have hired Gary Simmons to get backlinks from them, he has solicited all kinds of folks with elder care, aging, whatever, websites. He offers to write content for them, and embedded in those words in the content are links to some websites. I don't know which websites they are, but these are the folks that have hired him to get backlinks for them. So it's kind of sneaky and underhanded. But I guarantee you that Gary Simmons only wants to put an article on your website because it contains a backlink to someone else's website, and he's getting paid to do that. That's why he's so eager to write something for you. He does not have a parent who is aging, and he is not a senior care advisor, probably. Now, if Gary Simmons wants to say hi to me and go on camera and talk to the great people of America about his offer, then I'd be happy to have them, but I guarantee you it ain't Gary Simmons. Okay, so that is spam. Now, you also probably get emails from mesothelioma places, and maybe some other, like, I don't know, weird websites that aren't the Alzheimer's Association or something else. There's other websites that will just flat out ask you to add them to your resources page. So if you have a resources page on your website, they will say, hey, could you add us a link to our website? Blah, blah, blah. I get these every single day, and they reach out and they reach out and they reach out, and they drive everybody crazy. And the reality is they are just looking for backlinks. So if you reply to one, if you take the time to do that, and you say to them, absolutely, I will put your link on my website. Will you put my link on your website? Guess what? You'll never hear from them again. So don't fall for all these kind-hearted emails. They are complete spam. Delete them and move on with your day. It ain't worth it. Don't give away backlinks. Don't give away link juice like that. If you have local resources that you want to link on your website, absolutely. But don't fall for this old email scam stuff. Okay, that's Tech Tuesday. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on Web Wednesday.